Sunday Tama Talk.
Welcome, listeners. Happy day. We're here for another Sunday morning Tama Talk with Dr. Rajan Wisit, the Venerable Abbot of Wat Lumpaso Thammakayaram, in Damnoen Saduak District, Ratburi Province, Thailand. I'm your interviewer, Prakru Bhairika Dr. Barton Yanathiro from the United States. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most renowned meditation masters and Buddhist scholars, dedicated to energizing Buddhism with equal emphasis on scripture study and meditation practice. He has led Wat Lumpaso to become recognized as a center of excellence at the provincial, regional, national, and global levels. The Wat now serves as the national coordinating center for provincial meditation institutes throughout Thailand. Internationally, it also serves as an associated institution of the World Buddhist University. Welcome, Dr. Rajan Wisit. This is our 18th Sunday Tama Talk. Last time we focused on personal development here and now. Today we will turn to future development, examining the resultant effects forthcoming from fruitful or harmful current actions, speech, and intentions. First, however, please review briefly what we covered last time.
Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Last time we discussed personal development as individual improvement of one's own behavior and mental processes through careful control of actions, words, thoughts, and intentions. We all seek happiness, and that happiness comes from inside, not outside in the big house you live in or the new car you just bought. The law of karma teaches do good, get good, do evil, get evil. Thus, we can maximize happiness and minimize suffering by improving our own conduct. Personal development underlines national development, economic development, and even global development. We pursue proper advancement both in our personal lives and at work by avoiding evil, doing good, and purifying our minds in accordance with the Eightfold Path and the Five Precepts, avoiding the three root passions of greed, hatred, and delusion, and fostering selfless generosity or dana, loving-kindness or metta, and compassion or karuna, with the right intention to seek release from the causes of suffering. Development of the mind is accomplished through meditation, concentration or samatha meditation, and insight or vipassana meditation. It unveils the right wisdom to recognize proper action, speech, and thought, leading to a peacefully happy life. There are four virtues conducive to immediate personal development in the present lifetime. In Bali, they are called Titta Dhammikatha, Sangvatti, Tanika Dhamma. They are first energy and diligence, or Uttana Sampada. Second, vigilance and carefulness, or Arakka Sampada. Third, associating only with virtuous people or Kalayana Mitata. And fourth, balanced living in accordance with one's economic condition or Samajivita. Properly apply this, build a powerful foundation of knowledge and experience, foster one's career and protect one's property and reputation, avoiding the road to ruin and developing stable relationships with those who can provide sage advice and material support. It is very much what our King has promulgated as sufficiency economy.
Now let's turn to future development. What virtues fostered here and now will later culminate in spiritual rewards?
Our previous discussion focus on personal development within the narrow, immediately visible scope of this current lifetime. Doing good often leads immediately to feeling good inside, happiness, pride, and freedom from worry about having a bad reputation. A second immediate effect of good conduct is to strengthen and speed up receiving rewards from previous good behavior, and to slow down and weaken the negative consequences of previous indiscretions. Good actions also act like seat belts or airbags to protect the individual from the dire potential consequences or reckless actions. With respect to future rebirth, good actions lead to rebirth in happy worlds, and bad actions lead to rebirth in suffering worlds. Lord Buddha's enlightened wisdom, however, transcends to include the hidden esoteric factors affecting future rebirth. He cited four current virtues that promote future spiritual welfare. They are, number one, being endowed with faith or confidence, Sattha Sampada. Number two, being endowed with morality, Sila Sampada. Number three, being endowed with generosity or sacrifice, Jaka Sampada. And number four, being endowed with wisdom, Panya Sampada. For the first virtue, being endowed with faith, the key question is which persons and beliefs deserve enduring faith and firm conviction. We should esteem those with good conduct in terms of actions, speech, and intentions. Good conduct is based on at least three factors: morality, sila, concentration, samadhi, and wisdom, panya. Beyond this, a good person can have two further virtues: transcendence, vimut, and insight, vimuttiyantasana. The very highest persons to believe and follow are enlightened ones or Lord Buddha and the Arahant saints. Second highest are the noble disciples. In addition to enlightened noble persons, these include three authors on the final leg of the journey to Nirvana. The authors are stream enterers or Sodavan, once returner or Sakatakami, and non-returners or Anakami. The third level of Thrasvasti, persons are monks or bhikkhu, and novices or Samanera, and laymen or Upasaka, and lay women or Upasika, who have faith in the three gems, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and diligently practice Dhamma, that is, they avoid evil, do good, and purify their minds through meditation, to remove hindrances and attain right wisdom. Right wisdom includes both right understanding regarding the essential characteristics of all compound phenomena as impermanent, vulnerable to suffering, and ultimately non-self, and also right understanding of the Four Noble Truths. Such right wisdom leads to release or vimutti, insight or vimuttiyantasana, and ultimately to the path and fruit of Nibbana. These are the people in whom we should have faith. What beliefs deserve our confidence? We should hold firmly to right teachings which clearly lead to the right results, such as teachings of Lord Buddha I cited before. So being endowed with faith means having confidence in the right persons and right teachings. They act like a light, guiding one to lead a peacefully happy life with success in prosperity. drawing ever closer to the ultimate fruit of Nibbana. True faith also protects us from following dangerous paths such as the highway to hell involving drinking, drugs, gambling, and carousing at night, which lead to problems and suffering.
What about the second virtue, being endowed with morality or sila sampada?
Being endowed with morality protects us from bad conduct and from violating others, their life, their property, their spouse, or their reputation. It also protects us from violating ourselves and causing ourselves disaster. We avoid bad occupations, actions, speech, and intentions, fostering positive ways of living, interaction, language, and thoughts every minute of every day. This is doing good. It will result in both mundane and spiritual rewards sooner or later, more or less. Good intentions lead to peaceful, orderly speech and actions. Now, based on morality, concentration and wisdom, this ultimately culminate in transcendence and insight, the quality of one's reincarnation after death depends on the mixture of good and bad conduct one has carried out in this lifetime. Thus, mindful day-to-day living based on good intentions will foster extremely important spiritual benefits later on.
How do we practice being endowed with generosity or sacrifice? Jaka sampada.
We can demonstrate jaka sampada or generosity and sacrifice in three ways. The first is by donating our own property to help others. This is called amisadana. The objectives are to help others have a happier life and to release those who suffer from suffering. The second way is by giving good advice or teachings, Dhammadana. This is imparting meritorious right knowledge to others to help them practice right occupation, right action, and right speech to lead their lives in a peacefully happy way. When giving advice, you must be careful to give correct Dhamma in accordance with the scriptures. Anyone can give their opinion, but it might not be ultimately correct guidance based on right wisdom. The third type of generosity is offering forgiveness with loving kindness and compassion. This is called Abhaya Dana. This is supreme type of sacrifice. The objective is to help others release themselves from bad conduct by practicing sila, samadhi, and panya in order to develop right wisdom and then right self-practice to get rid of passions and cravings.
Finally, what about the fourth virtue for future spiritual progress, being endowed with wisdom or banya sampada?
The fourth virtue leading to spiritual progress in the future is banya sampada, or being endowed with right wisdom, stemming from vipassana insight. This will lead to release from the causes of suffering in the future. So, in conclusion, these four virtues, being endowed with faith or confidence, moral conduct, generosity or sacrifice, and right wisdom, light the way to future spiritual development and ultimate attainment of the fruit of Nibbana.
Thank you, Venerable Dr. Pratraj Yanwisit. You've taught us a lot. Now I would like to ask you to lead us in a few moments of meditation.
Today, we will begin by requesting the five precepts first, and then continue on to meditation.
Mayang Pante วิสิงวุสงรักนาทายาเดเสรเนนาสหาบัญจาศิลานิยาจามะตุติยมบีมายังบันเทวิสงวิสงรักนาทายาเดเสรเนนาสหาบัญจาศิลานิยาจามะดัติยมบีมายังบันเทวิสงวิสงรักนาทายาเดเสรเนนาสหาบัญจาศิลานิยาจามะ
นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ
นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปีพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปีธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปีธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปีสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปีสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปีพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปีพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปีธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปีธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปีสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปีธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปีสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปีสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
อทินนาทานาเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
อทินนาทานาเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
กาเมสุมิชฌาจาราเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
กาเมสุมิชฌาจาราเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
มุสาวาทาเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
มุสาวาทาเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
สุราเมรยามัคชาปมาตตานาเวระมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันติตัสสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation.We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath andRelax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, Emandra, Sama Arahang, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinja, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops perfectly still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm and equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience, the greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within. Due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances, continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, the sphere of the sphere pops up by itself from the center. Each one inside the previous one, the spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttiyan tasana or insight appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of the bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditating position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head and the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant bodies appear, becomes each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya, Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merit that we have made in this meditation and previously together, with all of our loving-kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers, and our friends. We share with our king and our queen, and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peaceful, happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratraj Ghanwisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Lumphat Sut any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsake, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English websites at www.meditationpark.org or en.dhammakaya.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.